Ella Henderson, This Is Real. Lenny just suggested that's a song for Donald Trump. This is real. This is real. This is what's happening. It is awesome with you. It is Today FM. It is Weekend Breakfast, exactly 11:30 in the morning. Thanks for all your messages to 0874-101-02. Now, waiting to speak to us on the show is a man who describes himself as a baconeer and is presenter of a very exciting show called Baking in Space that returns as part of Science Week 2020. However, he first came to fame as a finalist as one of Telly's biggest shows. Let's have a little reminder of Andrew Smith's time spent in the bake-off tent.
Let's talk about engineer Andrew, who took a typically precise approach to his bake.
Of course I'm measuring my butter. I've got to maintain a reputation as a reputable engineer. Oh, look at this thing. I like to get nice, neat corners on the butter. And if that means a little bit of hand fudging, that's fine with me.
Do you need a hand, love?
Yeah, can you come and grab my jugs, please?
Can I just say, I'm loving your fondant straddle. You're going to end up with thighs of steel. You are anchoring in there, mate.
This is not a comfortable position or activity.
Andrew, a fondant straddle.
That is a fun throwback. Morning, Alison.
What is that, a fondant straddle? Should I know?
It's a great workout. It's so you get your eye level at your workbench level so you can ice the side of fondant fancy. And I tell you what, it really does work your quads.
Thighs of steel. Listen, Andrew, whenever I watch, and I am a fan of the Great British Bake Off, but whenever I watch anything like that, I get so stressed and going, I could not imagine being a contestant in those shows and holding it together. Did you enjoy your time in the tent?
Even though it was stressful at times, I had a fantastic time. The camaraderie in the tent is amazing, and it's amazing how much focus you're able to distill down into the challenge at hand. But it's fair to say I had my fair share of ups and downs during the competition.
But you made it to the final, which is amazing.
Yes, that was as surprising to me as my entire family, to be honest. It felt like I was flying by the seat of my pants for most of the time.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It was terrific. I felt like once I got my first star baker in week seven, that was a real confidence boost. And I thought, oh, you know what, I could actually make it to the final here. I could go the whole hog.
It's amazing. I mean, but the thing is, Andrew, as well, that science is such, baking is such a science, and that is your background. So that would have stood to you, of course.
Yeah, I think my engineer's approach, I mean, you could hear me measuring butter there. It was on display for all to see, but that idea of just breaking things down and understanding how the fundamentals work before you tackle that three-tiered gâteau seemed to be a strategy that worked out pretty well for me. I did my research, I worked out the basics, and then when something unfamiliar came along, I kind of put my engineer's brain to the problem.
Because I know that when I speak to a lot of chefs on the show, I would have a lot of chefs on, that a lot of them sort of say, oh, baking isn't for them because they like the sort of the free flowing of just, you know, when you make savory foods, you know, you can throw in whatever. Whereas baking is such an exact science, so you have to kind of be thinking in a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that whole thing, cooking is an art, baking is a science. I think it's the precision that appeals to me, because if you do the same thing, separate times, and you've measured everything and you follow the steps, you're going to get a reliable result. I take my hat off to chefs who are able to taste something midway through in the savory world and know exactly what needs to be added to correct it or get it to where they want it to be. Baking is a bit less forgiving.
It certainly is, as I know myself. So are you still a fan of the show? Or are you watching the current season?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think this year particularly, it's been a balm to look forward to. On a Tuesday evening, it's been fantastic. Although, very sadly, our Northern Irish man is out of the competition.
Oh, no, gone. It is escapism, though. It's a lot of fun. And Matt Lucas in it as well. I love that.
Yeah, they've been great. I think Matt Lucas was a fantastic addition. And I think this year's batch of, you can tell they get on really well. As a group, I think that comes across on the screen particularly. But, now that we're down to the final four, you know, I have to say I've got to support, fellow Scotsman,
yes.
Peter. I feel like I'm supporting him to the end. I'm keeping my fingers crossed for him.
Oh, it's amazing. It is great. And actually, as well, we did at the peak of lockdown on the show, we did this thing called Junior Bake Off. And honestly, Andrew, and like all of the winners were under 10, the quality was just amazing. And it is something people just love to do. It's something people get a lot of comfort from doing as well.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's something that we actually touch on during the show is that a lot more people have been baking, I think, during lockdown and everything as well.
It's amazing.
I know loads of people looking for banana bread recipes, you know, dropping bakes off to friends and family. I find it really soothing. Get a podcast on in the background, make a batch of berry bakewells, and you're flying.
And you're gone. Listen, though, you're very, very busy, obviously, and you're working with Discovery Science and the BBC about baking a rotating jet engine cake. Like, that's insane. What is that?
Yeah, so this was a project from a few years ago where Prince William was visiting the company that I work at.
Yeah.
And they asked me to make a cake. I thought I had to do something engineering.
Yes.
So I made a rotating jet engine cake with gingerbread fan blades that Prince William was able to give it a spin.
Oh, my God.
Which was definitely a life highlight.
That is amazing. So a baconeer, you describe yourself that way, and that's combining baking and engineering.
Yeah, absolutely. So baconeering, a lot of people think it's just making something in the shape of an engineered object. And that's not what I'm about. So I'm not making cakes that look like cars or cakes that look like planes. I'm using baking to explain engineering. So one of my favorite examples from the Baking in Space show that we did last year was using a baked Alaska, so ice cream with some meringue that you blowtorch or put in the oven, to explain how the space shuttle re-enters from orbit. So they both work in exactly the same way. It's all about capturing little pockets of air that act as insulation that protect your precious cargo, be it ice cream or astronauts, from intense heat on the outside.
Wow, so it's the same principle behind it, because everyone knows baked Alaska.
Well, this is it, you know, and everybody gets to try the demo at the end. That's the best thing. So what's better than edible engineering? but, you know, food is so accessible and non-threatening, and I feel like sometimes engineering, particularly people think it's, you know, sat behind a computer, it's very intense, whereas this is kind of a fun alternate way to look at it and explain some of the amazing engineering that people have come up with.
Absolutely. So the final Baking in Space show tonight at 7 o'clock, britishcouncil.ie/baking in space, and Dr. Niamh Shaw is part of it as well. And really, I suppose you're just trying to aim to kind of explain to people that there are so many similarities.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're aware that everybody's got a bit of Zoom fatigue this year. We've written a completely new show to work for kind of an online stream, and we've got an activity pack to tie in as well. It's fantastic. We've had such brilliant support from our partner, the British Council, and our supporter, Yakult, from the very, very beginning. It's been terrific, and we really hope that people have a try at some of the recipes at home. They can tune in, and we hope to whisk and stir up their curiosity.
Absolutely. And finally, Andrew, just for your own sake, when you have like downtime, what are some of the things that you go to for baking that you go, look, this will always turn out. It's my comfort thing. I love it.
It's got to be some of the classics. So shortbread is a huge one. You only need 3 ingredients. It's dreamy. And also my gran's chocolate cake, which it's on my website, but it's something that I learned from her, and it's just a taste of childhood, because there was always one of those around a childhood birthday.
And you know what, actually, that's something that a lot of the contestants say, that, you know, when they're asked about their inspiration for their bake-off creations, they always say it's something to do with their childhood, and it reminds them of that.
Yeah, exactly. So, and, you know, food isn't just what you're tasting, it's the memories and associations that come with them. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, baking to make people smile is what I'm all about.
Andrew, a pleasure to speak to you, and thank you so much for your time this morning, and Baking in Space, final show tonight at 7 o'clock. Enjoy it, and thanks so much, Andrew.
Thanks, Alison.
Bye.
This is Today FM. 27, life is Armageddon, I've got clinical depression, because my mind...